Well, it was a huge weekend for ASU sports. Hundreds of students swarmed the football field after the Sun Devils took down the sixth-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night. But it was a contest the night before that left lots of people shaking their heads in disbelief.
ASU makes history here in Tempe, Arizona on a spectacular fall night. Oh, the sport is strong in the state of Arizona.
The 10th-ranked Sun Devils wrestling team hosted the number one-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions, a team that hadn't lost a dual meet since 2015, and the Sun Devils took down the reigning national champs in spectacular fashion. Joining us to talk about that feat is Arizona Republic sports writer Jeff Metcalf. Jeff, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. So this is we know we're not talking about Hulk Hogan here. We're talking about this kind of wrestling, yet it drew more than 8,000 people. What's going on with that program, and what was the atmosphere like?
Well, the atmosphere was fantastic. It's sort of a culmination of a lot of things that have happened with ASU wrestling going back really to 2008 when the athletic department was in some financial deficit, was in a financial deficit and actually eliminated three sports. Wrestling was one of the three of them. And a number of boosters, but Art Martori, who is a former president of USA Wrestling and runs the Sunkist Kids Wrestling Program, sort of spearheaded bringing wrestling back, and it really immediately after it was eliminated as a varsity sport. So it really, they didn't miss any seasons, but just the very fact that the program was, you know, eliminated for a short period of time and had to be resurrected, you know, wrestlers left, they changed coaches, there was a lot of uncertainty of the future and what was going to happen, but what happened in beating Penn State the other night is really symbolizes the comeback of the program and sort of proving that you can have strong wrestling in the West. ASU won the national championship in 1988. They're the only school west of the Mississippi ever to win an NCAA title. And, you know, it's showing now that, you know, if you really invest in the program, you have a chance to do that again.
So this has been a long time coming. It sounds like, has it been 11 years since the ASU wrestling team, you know, almost was eliminated there, that they've been rebuilding this to get to this point?
Well, yeah, like I said, they hired, that happened in 2008. They made a coaching change and brought in Zeke Jones as their coach in spring of 2014, after the 2014 season. So what I would say is the real rebuilding to where they are right now has happened since Zeke came in, because at that point they were, I think, the 14th season, they finished maybe 56th in the country at nationals, and they kind of had to make a decision then, are we going to really invest in this program, try to get the right coach that can really get the quality athletes that we need? That's also coincides with when Ray Anderson became the athletic director here in the early part of 2014. And additionally, Michael Crow, ASU's president, has a wrestling background himself from when he was in college. So the two of them kind of got together and said, more or less, if we're going to do this, we need to do it right. And by getting Zeke Jones, who had been the USA Wrestling National Freestyle coach, coaching Olympians, and bringing him back to his alma mater at ASU, that was kind of the central move to all of it.
Yeah, they definitely went big on that. So, Jeff, you know, you've been covering ASU sports for a long time, in addition to Olympic sports. How does this weekend, how could this weekend have ranked if ASU men's basketball had been able to knock off very highly ranked Virginia? Because the women's basketball team had a good weekend. The ASU football team, obviously, and the wrestling team. This is a pretty big weekend for ASU sports.
Well, no doubt. For those who care about Olympic sports, the volleyball team also beat a nationally ranked team on Thursday. The wrestling win on Friday, the football game on Saturday. The men's basketball team beat St. John's and then almost beat Virginia. So I don't know in terms of like trying to rank in a single weekend, but I would agree that if the men's basketball team had beaten Virginia, people would be scouring the record books right now, trying to find out if you'd beaten three top 10 teams, you know, in that short a period of time. It would have been way up there. Let's put it that way.
All right. Jeff Metcalf, sports reporter for the Arizona Republic. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.